Well, I think we can. I think after conversation with him, let him hit the 4 o'clock briefing and get a ride today. We've got the unemployment going in the urban revenue share.
While putting out a three,
pushing on the
urban revenue share.
No, we've got to go up to the hill with this.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Did during the '68 campaign, you find that there's a hell of a lot of
moving within the figures out of those folks.
I see.
Looking at the totals, don't tell you where they came from.
That's right.
Still amongst candidates, you know.
It can't be, it's very difficult to see though how you could be down that far in the polls and still lead the Democratic candidates, isn't it? With the Democrats having their enormous numerical advantage.
Well, yeah, but it shows that they're not, that there's not a lot of great satisfaction with the Democratic candidates either.
That's still true, they must be fall off, maybe due to, and if it's a Democrat. Kennedy game, maybe the fact that they're talking about lots of people. Well, I put it to Rogers, I don't know whether he's gonna follow up next week, you know, God damn it, he better. But Thursday or Friday, I said he's gonna have a press conference. And I put him right out there, you know, on 11-2. Sure he does, I'm off, he's got to do it. That time, maybe the middies, I'll talk about that.
Larry's going on Tuesday.
Yes.
You want to, all right, 3:00 for Rockingham.
That's a good idea.
How can we, we're talking about getting some of the congressional types in, you end up in an awful big meeting if you start down that, please.
Maybe long cruising. Why not, here's our own people.
That it might be better just to do, have a session with some of our own people on the borough. An important thing is that you know what's going on in Rockingham.
Right.
And then that he can let him go out and...
I'm going to go out with him to the press. I'll take him out.
Trent, the way he took Trent's question and spelled it, I think the general feeling is, Mr. President, at least I sensed out there, it was not an attack, it was a statement of fact.
It didn't feel like anger.
No, there are going to be some of the real, negative guys who are going to try and shift it to that, but the tone and the attitude in the press room afterwards was one, the president was out there committed, convincingly stating what he believed, what he stood for, what his programs were, and he's up there fighting for them, and he has every right to do that, to shine.
Several hours.
Yes, he did. Gene Risher came into my office afterwards. He said, Ron, I think that was, he was a little concerned about the first lead that went out. He came in to explain to me. The lead, of course, where the Laotian operation went well, the Vietnamization will continue. So.
That's true.
And he came in and he said, they had gone out with a lead over his relating to the not ruling out North Vietnamese invasion of Vietnam. Well, you were quite clear on that. You left it open, but we're very clear. He
thought it was
sure. But he came in and he said that he felt that this was, of all of the press conference performances, one of the best, because he said you were extremely convincing, you were extremely persuasive in stating again, very consistently, the policy on the Indochina and on Laos. He thought it was an excellent performance.
Good. With regard to today, and Bob, we have two things to do. One, we got the quadrant, and tomorrow, and I think you should not be in the National Security Council meeting this morning. You should put that out.
I'm going to.
Yeah. I'm going to the National Security Council for an hour this morning, a regular meeting, just general foreign policy matters, general foreign policy matters. Southeast Asia, everything, all know it, all covered numbers.
Okay, I can, excuse me.
Yeah. Now, we want to use 50 people, we can do this. But anyway, the other thing is that,
Secretary Conley.
Yeah, I got that. Fine. Conley, after the quad, yeah, he's going.
I'm going to talk to him right now, and
fine.
I thought I'd pull him just aside there.
Yeah,
he's in the cabinet.
We'd like him to come out for a minute and comment upon the economy.
And I think if you mentioned it, encouraging him too.
Yeah, fine. And we want to fix up people that go out and call.
Right.
Fine.
And then
he's seen him too early.
No, I don't think so. You see, this would be his first time here for the White House. I don't think it's...
No. Second question is, I think you ought to make some out of a Rockefeller.
Yes, sir, I do too.
Maybe we got a bit of picture. Is there any kind of a picture story we could get? I think we ought to get Ehrlichman, Schultz, Weinberger, Harper. Get the charts up. They've had those charts already, but what is something that will be different for Rocky is sitting there, or he's sitting here in this room with us, or do I take him out later and say, I've met with Governor Rockefeller, and he can hit the back of Hearns, Lucy, with that very great support, the support of the groundswell across the country, and so forth, and very pleased with the revolutionary.
I think we could do a bit, first of all, in a picture. I think we could do a different picture in here. Put up a chart or two around over here.
What about the DOD picture?
That'd be good.
What about doing it in the conference room, DOD?
That would be great.
Yeah.
That's a good picture. Nobody's ever gotten that table.
DOD.
Right.
All right.
Sit around that table.
And then afterwards, I don't think you have to take...
No, I can't take it to you or not.
No, I didn't, but I would have... Rockefeller would come out and
do the action.
Do the,
well, the only set of things, it seems to me that that's one of the ways I could get my Irvin revenue sharing thing out. I could try to send an Irvin revenue sharing message to the Congress today. I've just discussed with Governor Rockefeller, and he'll be glad to. Or that's not good.
Well, you could do that.
You want the Irvin revenue sharing?
See, Romney's about ready to go out before the press here now.
Is he?
Yes, sir.
About the Irvin revenue sharing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Christ.
That's just his briefing. That's the details.
Well, how about having Romney president and King Rockefeller? How about having
that's a president idea.
And how about having Biden president? Good idea. What do you
think? I think it's good to have Romney, yes, sir.
And the VP, if he's back.
Well,
You don't want to get that too big over there.
Romney is good. Your fun guy, just meet with Romney and the vice president, Rockefeller and you.
No, I put, things gotta look like they're more important.
Put early in the show.
Early, how important can you get? The vice president of the United States.
Well, yeah, but also, what I mean, a bigger meeting.
I see.
Bigger meeting, social life.
And not throw up Charlton Earl.
Charlton Earl, yeah. Anybody else that's heard, I'm sure, we don't need people, but Romney, don't name him.
Should I mention it to him?
Yeah.
He should be.
Well, no, 3:30, let's see Rockefeller first.
Oh, I'm seeing Rockefeller at, 3 o'clock. It will be at about 3:30.
Right, I'll mention it.
Those missing and that you asked me to say that you asked.